So our Mishnah, which we just left off with on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Bet, told us that anything that comes bikli, and not sold bikli, have three matnot shemen. They have a matan shemen in the kli itself. They have matan shemen that involves blua, mixing or kneading the dough together. And then you have itzika, which is the final matan shemen. The Gemara wants to know, the mutei mai. What does it mean, every mincha that comes in a kli, what are you coming to exclude by saying that? So Amar Papa, the mutei minchat mafet tanur. Comes to exclude the mafet tanur, because mafet tanur is not put in any kli, it's done in the tanur. And you'd have to assume here that the tanur itself doesn't have a classification of a kli. And therefore you have mafet tanur would be excluded from this. Tanur banan. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the derivation of the fact that there are these three matanot shemen, which is tanur banan im minchat marcheshet korbanecha solet bashemen teaseh. So first the Gemara brings the pasuk from the minchat marcheshet. Here they're going to use the minchat marcheshet as well as the minchat machavat, which are the two types of minachot that come in a kli. So the minchat marcheshet korbanecha said solet bashemen teaseh. So solet bashemen teaseh melameid shetuna matan shemen bikli. There it sounds like the shemen is already there, because it says you put the solet when you come and place it there bashemen. So how could you put solet into the shemen teaseh? That only happens when the shemen's already there in the kli. So that's the source for the fact that you have a matan shemen prior to doing anything inside the kli. Melameid shetuna matan shemen bikli. Korbanecha, korbanecha, the gzeira shava. And then the Gemara says we have the word korbanecha used in both the minchat machavat as well as the minchat marcheshet. And that gzeira shava. It says v'im mincha machavat korbanecha. And in pasuk zayin it says v'im minchat marcheshet korbanecha. So korbanecha, korbanecha teaches you whatever you know by machavat and marcheshet will apply to each other. So makan matan shemen bikli, avlaman matan shemen bikli. So now, if you move from the minchat marcheshet, we said karban necha solet b'shemen teaseh, which was the matan kli. You go to the machavat, it says solet bilula b'shemen. So there's your blila. So the machavat has the blila teshemen and the yitzikat teshemen. So if I put those together, so then malahalan by the minchat machavat, you have a din of yitzika and blila. Avkan yitzika u'blila. So if I put those all together, then I have matan shemen b'kli. I have yitzika and I have blila. So if I do that, now I've got the three matnot shemen that I'm looking for. So now, the Gemara now discusses the machlokas between the Chachamim and the Rabbi. Remember that the Chachamim and Rabbi here argue about when is it that the blula teshemen, the blila teshemen is done. The Chachamim say that the blila teshemen is done while it's still solet, whereas Rabbi believes that you do it only after it's baked, and then patot otop titim, and you break it down into smaller pieces, only then is it done. So the Gemara says, Tanrabanan, solet bilula. Well, it's pretty straightforward here. It says that it should be solet bilula b'shemen. That sounds like that the blilat Hashemen by the machavat is done when it's still solet. Melameid shenivlelet solet. That's the position of the Chachamim, position of the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Rabbi Omer chalot bolulan shenemar. So what does Rabbi uses? He says, chalot bilulot. Because over there it says, chalot bilulot. We have that by the mincha mafet tanur. It says, solot chalot matzot bilulot b'shemen. So if you have chalot bilulot b'shemen, it sounds like only once they're chalot do we say that there should be a mixture of shemen over here. So that's Rabbi's proof. Amr lo v'lo lachmei toda nemar bahen chalot. By parshat of lachmei toda, it also calls them chalot. It's impossible. By the case of the Todah, it's impossible to do this, because we'll see in a second why that is, but it's impossible to have the blula be done by the lechem, only by the solet. It must be done by the solet, otherwise it won't work. Because if you have over here, I'll read the pasuk, Imel Todah Yakrivenu, Kriva Zevecha Todah Chalot Matzot, Bilulot Vashemen, Kikei Matzot Meshuchim Vashemen, Solot Murbechat Chalot Bilulot Vashemen. So again, you have the chalot b'lulot b'shemen, which is used over there, that same terminology of chalot b'lulot b'shemen, and you over there, it's impossible to be that it's mixed with the chalot, and it must be that it's done with the solet. Now this relates to the fact that the minchat todah, or I'm sorry, the lachmei todah that are brought, have only a chatzi log shemen brought with them. There's 20 isaron solet, and then a chatzi log of shemen. So now 10 isaron are given over to the chametz, to the chalot that will be chametz, and those don't have shemen whatsoever. You're left with now teni saron solet that are broken up between chalot, rikikim, and revucha. So that's how you split them up. That means that each one of them will get 1/3 of an isaron per chalav, 10 chalot. So it's 10 over 3, right, which is 3 1/3 isaron for each section, of each type. But then you only have now a chatzi log shemen. In that, a quarter of that log goes to the revucha, and then an eighth of a log shemen goes to the chalot, and an eighth of a log to the rikikim. So if I take an eighth of a log shemen and mix it with the 1/3 isaron, the chol chala, which is again 3 1/3 isaron for 10 chalot, there's the oil will disappear. There's no way you can be bolelet. You can't mix it. There's not enough oil in there to do blila, because once it's already made into a matzah or a bread, I mean, matzah is not like our matzot, hard matzot, probably something like pito type. You put it in there, they're so absorptive that there won't be any oil left to mix it with. So it must be over there that the oil is placed in, that the oil has to be done with the solid, because that's the only way that it'll be relevant. The oil will only be relevant if it's placed in with the solid. The oil is placed in after it's already chalot, it won't be relevant. So that's the Chachamim's question and Rabbi. How could you say that chalot below b'shemen means that you have to do it chalot? As we see by the Lach Mei Todah, that even though it says chalot below b'shemen, nevertheless, that's not the way you do it. So now how do we do it? Natan shemen bikli, you put the shemen into the kli. Kodem le'asiyatan. V'notna v'natan shemen aleha u'bolola. Then you put in the solet. Then you do another matan shemen and you do the mixing of it. V'lasha, then you knead it. Fofa, and then you bake it. U'potuta, then you fold it over. V'natan aleha shemen, noten aleha shemen one more time. That's the yitzika. V'komeit, then you take the kmitza off. Rabbi Omer chalot bolulan. Shenemar chalot bolulot b'shemen. Ketzer oseh. Here's how Rabbi thinks it's done. Natan shemen bikli, kodem le'asiyata. Same way you oil the pan. Then you put the solot in. V'lasha, then you knead it. Now instead over here of kneading it with the additional shemen that you put in, we use warm water. So does the Chachamim. They left it out of their sequence there, but they use warm water to knead it. And now he's lasha v'ufa. Then you bake it upotuta. Then you fold it up. Then you do the blila after it's already lachem. After it's already baked, and then you crush it up by folding it and folding it into smaller pieces, and then you bolel it in shemen. V'chozer v'natan aleha shemen, and then you take shemen on the top of it. So Rabbi has the blila to shemen, and you take out the shemen down after the afia v'komets, and then you take off the komets. So Mara says, Iefshar, the kamer le rabbonim le Rabbi. So that the fact that the Chachamim say to Rabbi that it's impossible, the question is, there are two ways to read this Gemara now. One is Mahi. The Gemara just wants to understand. The Chachamim's proof against Rabbi, Mahi. What's that proof? That's one way to read the Gemara. Or the other way to read the Gemara here is that statement that the Chachamim made to Rabbi, Iefshar, the kamer le rabbonim le Rabbi, what does he do about it? How does Rabbi deal with it? And then you leave out the words Mahi in Amar of Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak. So either this is Rabbi's response to the Chachamim, or this is the explanation of the Chachamim's position and why they question Rabbi. So it's what is the reason for it? Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Revi'it Shemeni. There's only a Revi'it of Shemen that gets divided up between the Rikikim and the Chalot. And then, if you have that be the case, Heach Mitchalecha, the Kama Chalot. How are you going to divide that up amongst 10 Chalot? It's really 20 Chalot. There's a quarter log that's going to use for the Rikikim and the Chalot. And each one of those has 10 each. That means 20 Chalot are going to get a Revi'it of Shemen. That just doesn't work. You can't give enough Shemen to make it into a Blila. So according to the way we read it first, Mahi, that's the question of the Chachamim. I'll show you that the word Chalot Belot B'Shemen doesn't mean literally. Because you go to Lach Mei Todah, you see it can't be literal. Because if you do it like that, as literal as it is said by Lach Mei Todah, it won't work. So it can't be that you take it literally. That's one way to read the Gemara. Or, this is Rebbe's response. Eino Chanami, Chalot Belot B'Shemen means mix it even after it's made a Chalot. What about Lach Mei Todah? Lach Mei Todah is impossible. Since it's impossible, therefore it has to be done by a solet. Even Rabbi will agree to Lach Mei Todah, but that doesn't mean that in general, Chalot Belot B'Shemen means that. Right, so now, Tarabanan, Chalot Belulot Velo Rikikim. The Chalot that come, these are the Mincha Mafet Tanur, the Chalot are Belulot Velo Rikikim, but the Rikikim don't get Blilat HaShemen. So, Velo Rikikim Blulim. Shechol, Halo Dinhu. Shebiakal V'chomer. Ma Chalot She'inantuni Mishicha. The Chalot that don't require Mishicha afterwards, to know Blilat, they require a mixing of it with the shemen. Rikikim shetuni mishicha, the cracker-like mafet tanur that do require mishicha. Inu din shetuni blila, they certainly should have blila associated with them. Tamalomar, Chalot blulot, velo rikikim blulim. Chalot are the only things that are balo, not the rikikim. So now rikikim mishuchim, velo chalot mishuchot. The rikikim get anointed with shemen afterwards, but not the chalot. Shechol, valo dinu. Again, you can do the chavachom in the other way now, which is, my rikikim chain tunim blila, tunim mishicha. Rikikim that don't get blila, do get mishicha. Chalot shetunot blila, the chalot that do get blila, inudin shetunot mishicha, certainly should get anointed. Tamalomar, rikikim mishuchim, velo chalot mishuchot. Rikikim get the Mishicha, get the anointing, but not the chalot. My Talmuda. What's limud? So I'm a rabba, it's not really clear here from the Gemara. Lo dishtamet b'lichtov chalot mishuchot u'kikim b'ludim. Look in the pasuk, I'll read you the pasuk. There's one of two options about what rabba is saying over here. It says, v'chi takrib kovenecha mincha ma'afet hanur, solet chalot matzot b'lulot b'shemen, u'rikikei matzot mishuchim b'shemen. So the way rabba quotes it, he leaves out the words matzot and the words b'shemen. So one of those two is what rabba thinks is making it into a separate entity. He said, rabba says, it's mincha ma'afet hanur, now we have chalot, now you have the word matzot, which she doesn't have, then he has bulot, which he does have, and then bashemen, which he doesn't have. So he leaves out the word matzot and bashemen, and then again, we're kikei matzot, he leaves out the word matzot, shechim bashamen, he leaves out the word bashamen. So either it's because it says matzot by both of them, or it says bashamen by both of them, that makes them into independent matnot shemen. It's probably the more likely. We had that earlier in the Gemara, that they said that the word bashamen comes to teach you that each one is separate. When the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Shimon, whether the chalot and rikikim can get like 10 and 10, or you can have 5 and 5, mix them, they said the word bashem, bashem, and comes to separate between them. So again, maybe Rava is using that same limud, and that would be bashem, bashem. The fact that it mentions shemen separately. Otherwise, it should have just written them all together, which is, it should be chalot, bululot, ukigei mishuchim, bashem, and then have it just be one unit. Alright, keitzan moshchan. When you do the mishicha, how do you do mishicha on the mincha mafeta? Nor, kamin ki. What does it mean, kamin ki? So Aks Gemara says, mame kamin ki, amravkana kamin kai, yivani. So it comes like the Greek letter kai. Now this is going to run into a problem. I'm going to do this quickly with you, which is that the Ot Yivani Kai, the Rishonim here have a very difficult time dealing with it and explaining what it is. So if you go back to the Mishnah, the Rashi on the Mishnah says, Shibloshonenu Kurim the Kaf Shalahen. In our language, that's our kaf is their Kai Yivani. So that's one thing that you could see. Then, if you see in the Rashi Ktiv Yad, as well as in the Rabbeinu Gershom, they both say the same thing. Od Yivanit Vasuya Kamin Tet, Kefrashat Godel Mi Etzba. Like the space between a Godel and an Etzba, which would be right like this. So that's the shape, like it means the Tet. So that means like a Tet that they're suggesting over here. Right, so right, you're saying that, well, not much difference if you flip them over, one sideways and one's upright, which would be like a Kamin Tet. The problem with that is, it's much more similar to the Greek letter Lambda, which would be the, which is actually what they did. They took the chaf and they flipped it up, the L, and they flipped it upwards. The Tosafot over here says, Kamin Kai, Tzir Bakutris Kamin Tet. So he's obviously quoting what we have in the Ketiv Yad over here. Then he says, Beperish Chomesh Perish Gimel, which is not true. Rashi in Chomesh does not say it's a Gimel, he says it's a Nun. And then you have Yesh Mefarshim Kamin Nun, which is actually what's in Chomesh Rashi, O Kamin Chaf. They're going through the whole alphabet. But they all have that similar shape, which you have Nun, you have a Nun, you have a tet, and then you have a gimel. Even a gimel is in that similar type of shape. Or a game, like a nun would be that shape as well, which is all they have this letter, almost like the, again, the lambda shape. But now the oruch, perish, yatzak shemen al rosh aron, v'yorede lech velech. He puts it on his head and comes down side by side. Shnei margilot, v'zehu tzurato. This is the tzurah. Now if you look up in the Greek alphabet, kai is an X. That's most likely what they were referring to over here, is an X shaped. The only thing that you might be able to suggest over here is the letter theta in the Greek alphabet. The original sign for a theta, which is the Phoenician, it was derivative of the Phoenician alphabet, was a circle with an X in it. So it might be that all these chachamim, when they're pulling these letters, they're pulling something that's a theta, which is tet, and they're using tet by referring or referencing back to the original shape of the theta, which was a circle with an X in it. And that might be actually why they're using the tet and all these other letters here. The last one is that the letter kai, originally in the Greek alphabet, actually came to make the sound cha, like in Hanukkah. That the letter kai's original pronunciation had a cha sound to it. And so therefore, that would actually explain why the Rashi, in, not in the Ketiv Yad, but the other Rashi said it's like a min chof. Not a min chof in the shape, but the chaf sound might explain why Rashi is saying it's a chaf. So then, if it's a chaf, it's, he wasn't, they said, if you read the Rashi on the mission, it says, Shibaloshonenu korim the kaf shelahem. In our lashon, that's how they call their kaf. So not that he's saying that it's the shape of a chaf, he's saying it's the sound of a chaf. And that would make a lot of sense. And that also might lead to some of the confusion here, which you could also explain. The nun, the ge'em, and the tet, they're all taking a chaf, they're trying to shape it, so how do you put that on the head of a person? Or how do you put it down? So they're just taking a chaf, they're moving in different directions. But that means that they might have confused the fact that the sound, chaf, rather than the shape of the letter chaf. Right, just a little skira on how the Rishonim deal with this little letter, but the most likely scenario is that it's an X, and that makes a lot of sense. If you're anointing something, you put it across, they put an X across, that would make a lot of sense. Alright, now, Tarabanan. Mincha ba mechza chalot u'mechza rikikim. So mincha that comes half chalot and half rikikim. There are two possibilities here. Either this is according to Rabbi Shimon, or this is according to Chachamim, and he's bringing 10 and 10. He's bringing a full lot of chalot and a full lot of rikikim, but he's bringing them together. Mevi log shemen, brings his log shemen, v'choteyu, splits it in half. Chetzio le chalot, v'chetzio le rikikim. V'chalot bolulan, rikikim moshkan. The chalot get blila. Whereas the rakikim get a meshicha. Mushiach et rakik al pnei kulo. And you do the meshicha on top of the whole rakik. B'shar shemen, once you're done, you make your X mark on top of this rakik. Then what do you do with the shar shemen? Machziro lechalot. And you dump it back into the chalot. So here it makes most sense that we're talking about Rabbi Shimon. And you have half and half. So half the shemen went to the rakikim, half the shemen went to the chalot. Now you used up what you needed for the rakikim in making the X. And now you flip back the remainder over to the chalot themselves. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rabbi Shimon omer. Moshkan kemin ka. Did you do it kamin kai? And then the rest of the shemen goes to the kohanim. It's interesting over here, Rabbi Shimon who says that you can't have half and half, he's the one who says that the extra shemen doesn't go to the chalot, but rather the extra shemen would go back to the kohanim. Tanya Yidach, we have another brayta that says a similar thing. Rikikim abayim bifnei atzman. So here it's just on the rikikim. So here you can't talk about it going to the chalot. Tanya Yidach, rikikim abayim bifnei atzman mevi log shemen. So here you're talking about the rikikim by themselves. So here you can't talk about the extra shemen going back to the chalot. So what happens? Moshkan mechozer moshkan. You keep doing Mishicha until all the Shemen's used up. So you just continue the process of doing Mishicha back forth until all the Shemen's used up. And the rest goes to the Kohanim. So over here, in the instance where you don't have the option of giving it over to the Chalot, then you keep doing the Mishicha. And that's actually the Machloket Tanaim over here, whether you do the Mishicha as a continuous process until you use up all the shemen, and the rest of the shemen goes to the kohanim. Okay, kol. Kol ha-menachot ha-nasot b'kli tunot petita. All menachot that are done in a kli also require folding up into different pieces. To exclude the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim. Now over here, this is interesting. Before when we said it goes to menachot ha-nasot b'kli, what do we say it came to exclude? There it came to exclude the mincha ma'afet tanur. Over here, it comes to exclude the shtei lechem and the lechem hapanim. And that's what we're going to see. Tan Rabbanan. Patoto ta pitim. We're going to see why Rav Papa says that over here. Patoto ta pitim mincha. The pasuk says, by the mincha machabat, patoto ta pitim, yetzakta le shamen, mincha hi. So that's the Gemara here is picking up on the patoto ta pitim, and it skips the word mincha. So the word mincha over here comes to teach you that that applies to all minachot. So that's what it says over here. Patoto ta pitim mincha, the Rabot call minachot le ptita. All menachot get ptita. Yochol shenim rabbi ashtei alechem lechem apanim. Tamal omer ota. It says ota. So it says patot ota pitim. That ota comes. It says ota to exclude shtei alechem and lechem apanim. Then it says vayatzakta shemen mincha. When it comes to the yitzikat shemen, over there it says vayatzakta le shemen mincha hi. So again, that mincha hi tells you that there are both kol menachot yitzika. Every mincha gets yitzika. Yochol shenim rabbi af minchat mafeh. I would also include the mincha mafeh. Tamal omer shemen otzi. So maybe I should only exclude chalot, but I shouldn't exclude rikikim. Talmud Lomar, he. I have two miyutim in the pasuk. I have pasuk which it says over here. Vayetzakta leha shemen mincha he. So we have the two miyutim, and the two miyutim come to exclude the two types of mafet tanur, the chalot and the rikikim. My Talmuda, how do you know that you come to exclude the mafet tanur? So the Gemara says, Eim alotzi minchat kohanim. Why don't you say it comes to exclude minchat kohanim? So Amarava, Ezu davar shetzirich shnei miyutim. What's the only mincha that requires two miyutim? Mafet tanur is the only thing that has two manifestations. It has a chalot and rikikim. So it needs two miyutim. That's how we know that the miyut here is coming to exclude the mafet tanur. So therefore, mafet tanur does not require yitzika. So it doesn't require yitzika, but it does, it seems to here, require ptita on that hand. Which will also bring you back to machlokes about Rav Papa's statement in the previous Mishnah. Papa's statement in the previous Mishnah was that also, what does it mean that matan kli? What does it come to exclude? So he said over there, it excludes mafet tanur. So in the end, there's a machloket mishonim, whether the
mincha ma'afet tanur requires matan kli b'shem, matan shemen b'kli in the original kli, or not. The Rambam believes no, that there is no matan kli b'shemen ma'afet tanur. That's what we have back in our Mishnah from before Rav Papa. But over here from this Mishnah, it sounds like they're excluded from Yitzikah. Sounds like they're in. Sounds like they're not excluded from Petita. The Rambam says no matan shemen b'kli. As Rashi and the Tosafot sound like it is that way, that you do have matan shemen b'kli when you do the mincha ma'afet tanur. All right, I'll send out. I have here a chart of all the menachot, what they have and what they don't have. I'll send that out today, so you have a diagram of it. Now here, mincha at Yisrael, kofel echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba. How do you do petita? You fold over once, then you fold it over twice into four parts. Umavdil, then you separate it out. Minchat kohenim kofel echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba. Do the same folding by the minchat kohenim vein umavdil, but you don't separate it out. The reason you don't have to separate it out is because you don't need a komet. After Minchat Kohenim, you don't need a komet, whereas after Minchat Yisrael, you do need a komet. So therefore, you have to be mavdil in order to have the komets come off. Minchat Kohen Mashiach lo yam kapla, period. Minchat Kohen Mashiach, you don't get anything, that's Minchat Chavitim, no kippol. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchat Kohenim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, imem petita, v'nei she'en men kemitza. Minchat Kohenim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, don't have petita, because they don't have kemitza. Choshem ba kemitza, im ba petita. Anything that has a kemitza doesn't get ptita v'chulan, potetan kezeitim. When you put them down, you break them down here, the Rashi brings down a number of interpretations, let's call it just that. When you break them down, the pieces that you break down come to a kezeit.
Wait, hold on a second.
The
Tanakhama said, like, in the first Kohanim, but we're not mavdil. So which aspect is the sisa? Is the kippul? When Rabbi Shimon is saying that there's no
petita. Petita is kippul. Yeah, it's folding. And there's no folding at all. Shimon says, by minchat kohen minchat mashiach, there is no folding, even though the Shimon's of the opinion that by a minchat choteh, if a kohen, then you do komets, and therefore you would have to do petita on that. Minchat choteh of a kohen. But otherwise here, he's arguing on the minchat kohenim, or minchat kohen mashiach, where they're both minchat chavitim, or the other minchat nedavot of the kohen, where there he says, no petita, because there's no kmitza. Whereas the Tanakhama believes by Minchat Kohenim there is kfilah, there is ptita without any mavdil, and the Minchat Kohen Mashiach there is no kippul whatsoever. So on that they agree that there is no kippul, there's no ptita. Tarabanan, batot yachol deshnayin tamalomar pitim ipititim yachol yasena pirurim. You should make it into small little pieces. Tamalomar ota ota leptitim velo ptita leptitim. It becomes enfolded in half, but not petitim lepetitim. So if you see that, what you have, if you read the pasuk, it says patot ota petim. So patot ota, that ota gets folded in half again, which is the petim. But the petim themselves, they do not get folded in half again. So patot is one fold, petitim is the second fold. So it's from 1 to 2, 2 to 4. That's the folds that you do, and no more. Hakeitzad. Min tchad yisok kofel echad eshnayim shnayim le'arba umavdil. Tchad kohenim v'kohen mashiach haya mekapla. What do you mean? Woo! Min tchad kohenim v'kohen mashiach haya mekapla. We said in our mission only min tchad kohenim kapla, not kohen mashiach. Va'na antinan lo yam mekapla. Rabba ain't no mekapla le'arba, but mekapla le'shtayim. So Rabba says no. By the Minchat Kohen Mashiach, you do fold it two, but not into four. So there is a folding by the Minchat Kohen Mashiach. When the Mishnah says no folding, it doesn't mean no folding like the others, which is at 2 to 4, but there is a folding of 1 to 2. The Minchat Chavitim, if you remember, comes from a smaller amount. Minchat Chavitim comes from an Yisaron Solet, Chita, but then it gets divided in half. Because the Minchat Chavitim is brought half and half, so half an Yisaron. So since it's half an Yisaron, you're only going to need one fold. Rather, when you have a regular mincha that's brought with a full Yisaron, over there you can require two folds to keep it, to break it down into the same size. Right, I'm Rav Yosef. Hai chavitza, deet ba perurim kezayit mevarchin alav amotzi lechem min haaretz, veilet ba perurim kezayit mevarchin alav borei minei mizonot. This is a very important halacha, we'll read inside the Mishnah Berurah in a second. But hai chavitza, this chavitza, which happens to be unclear what this chavitza is, so let's read the different interpretations, the different possibilities over here. Rashi brings down a chavitza. That was a shel rikikim. If you look on the side by the Masorah Shaz, it says, tzirich lomar shekorim shal naikuk. Shemafarim betoch ha'ilfis, that you crush it up inside of the pan, lechem. You crush the lechem up inside of the pan. That's how he describes this chavitza over here. If you go to Tosafot, where he explains the chavitza, perish bakunchish, tavir shil shekorim shalin kuk, shemafarim bo apat, v'kasha, mayin zeitzel menachot. What does that have anything to do with a mincha? Shabishul mevatlo. Over there, the bishul wipes it out. Mitorat lechem, v'im ishum tigun de mincha. And mincha doesn't have any bishul. There's no cooking in mincha. You only bake menachot. You don't cook them. And if you're going to tell me all you could, you put shemen on it, that's going to make it like it's cooked. Says chashiva kibishol the chavitza. Says that doesn't make sense because it gives a whole list of reasons. Therefore, he moves down towards the end of the Tosfos. Mafreshu benyutam the chavitza in ptitim dakim. Small pieces of bread that are broken down, that you reattach them, after they've been broken down, you reattach them with honey or milk. So they're broken down into smaller pieces, and now you somehow cake them together, but you cake them together using chalav or dvash, bishuman, in fact. Kein tigun shel mincha. That's similar to the mincha, which has the oil that goes into it. That oil causes the pieces to come back together. Uba aruch perish. The aruch says no. Chavitza is kein chavitza de tamre, a chavitza of dates. Shapira apat bikara. You break it down. Ushofech marak alehem. And they pour gravy on top of them. And then you cook them in the gravy. I don't know what type of gravy they're talking about here, but you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. They bring down these meanings. We'll see that all of them have implications. So over here it says, if you have pieces that are the size of a kezayit in there, you have to make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. If they are too small, they're below a kezayit, then you make a bori mizanot on it. I'm Rav Yosef, you know, I mean a lot. How can I prove it to you? Titania, Rav Breita. Heyora makriv minachot Yerushalayim. It's being makriv minachot Yerushalayim. Omer baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu. He makes the bracha of shechiyanu v'kimanu. Natlan achlan. Takes an eid. Omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Utnan and our Mishnah. Glam petitan bekezayit. Our Mishnah says when they break it down to the size of a kezayit. So what do you see? Why do they make a bracha of a motzi on the menachot? Because they're broken down to the size of a kezayit. Why is he making a shechiyan over here? So Rashi says, Kagon shloi kriv kohen ze adai mincha miyamav. It's his first time coming up. It's his first time in the Mikdash. His minchat chavitin, his minchat kohen that he brings is the first time. He's going to make the bracha. Oh, she kriv mincha chadasha. He's bringing in a mincha that he never brought before. So every makes a shechiyan over here. Then the mincha, the Rashi Ktiv Yad brings down a possibility that Elishna Achrina, that it's Yisrael that's coming to bring a mincha. Yisrael never brought a mincha. He makes a shechiyan on it, which is somewhat difficult. It's supposed to put out because afterwards it says Natan Le'achlan. He took to eat it. Yisrael never eats a mincha, so he says that Lashon seems very difficult. Tosfos brings another possibility is Mishmarat HaKohanim that used to come up. They used to come up twice a year. When they came up twice a year, your Beit Av only worked one day. That means that a Kohen only worked twice a year. Twice a year at one day. But it was basically a cycle that came every year, you work 2 days. So it becomes like Yom Tov. On Yom Tov where you make a Shechiyanu, because it's something that comes around Mizman Nizman. So their Avod and the Mikdash also came around Mizman Nizman. So when they came to do their Avod and the Mikdash, Mizman Nizman, that's when they make a Shechiyanu, because they were coming back to Mikdash to work on a regular schedule of twice a year. So that's where it tells us, maybe that's why they were making Shechiyanu. Our Gemara calls them Menachot over here, all the way along. It keeps calling Menachot, but they're not really a Mincha. When we're talking about a Mincha over here, we're talking about a real Mincha, because by the Lachmei Todah, you don't have the Ptitim. Alright, so that's a possibility. We'll leave that as a possibility. Nice suggestion, maybe to answer Rashi's against Tosfot, maybe they were talking about the Lachmei Todah over here, and that's what the Mincha is that we're speaking about. Alright, so now, Rabbi Yossi proved it from our Mishnah. So then Abai says to him, wait a minute, Amalei Abai, Ulatana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Rabbi Shmuel who argues on our Mishnah and says, "Damer mirfarchan ach magziran the sultan." When you fold over here, you don't just fold it once, twice, and it looks pretty. You crumble it. You make it back into like matzah meal breadcrumbs. You make it back into you after you baked it. You crush it back. Hakenami deloma vrei hamotzi. Then what are you going to say now? You don't make hamotzi on that. V'chitei mochenami. You're right. Doesn't make hamotzi. There's no kezayit there. V'atanya lika etmin kulam kezayit. If you get together a whole kezayit from all of that you crumbled up, v'chlo im chametzu anosh karet. V'itzet you get a chametzu karet im matzahu adam yotzei ben yidei chobotav b'pesach. It's not talking about a mincha here. It's talking about on Pesach. If you eat a kezayit worth of these crumbs that you brought together, in that case, you'll be chayav, if it's chametz, you'll be chayav for eating chametz on Pesach. If you eat a matzah, chazai with a matzah like that, you'll yotzi yidei chobotav b'pesach. So akumai eskina b'shi'ir san. He says, no, that's a case where he glued them back together. He wet them again, and when he wet them, he reformed them into a, like a ball of challah, a ball of bread. So Gemara says, "Hochi anu d'ktani aloh b'hu shachlan b'gdei achilat pras." So he says, "Wait a minute." The Gemara says, "On that, we say that's only if he consumes them b'gdei achilat pras. He has to have a kezayit b'gdei achilat pras." Where it says, what's that? Be'ig b'yusan, sh'achlomi ba'ilei. Why is it be'achlan, in plural? Achlan sounds like you still have a lot of little pieces there. A lot of little pieces, you're eating them. But if you eat all those little pieces, b'de'achila pras, then you yotzei de'chobato b'pesach, and then you're chayav if it's chametz. But according to you, who said that he recombined them by wedding them, and they reformed them into a single entity. What do you mean bachlan in plural? Bachlo, now it's a single unit again, the way you're describing it. And therefore, it should be shachlo mi baile. So Rabbi rejects Rabbi Yosef's statement and his proof from here. Now what's the conclusion? Ela chakam ha'eskina, and what are we talking about here? Bebab me'lechem gadol. Came from originally from a big loaf. So my havi Allah, what's the din? So Rav Sheshit Amar afilu pirurin, shein ben kezayit. Even pirurin, they don't have a kezayit, you have to make a motzian. Amrava behu de'ika torita din hem alayu. That's only if they have the shape or the look of bread on them. Now, if you look in the Alocha, in Kuf Samechet, Sifyut, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Chavitza. So what does he call Chavitza? Hainu perurei lechem. These are little pieces of bread. Shinit bakim yachad ayidei marak. They're connected like by marak. That's like the perush aruch that we saw in the Tosfot. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings an introduction. It says, we'll have a little introduction to this sif. There are three different manifestations of what we discussed here. Pat, shepirur the perurim ubishlo. It's a pot that you broke up into crumbs and then you cooked it again. In this case, if you have breadcrumbs in there that are the size of kezayit, then the shame pot does not leave them. Even if they're cooked and they lose their shape of lecha. But since they have a kezayit, hamotzi is the bracha. But if you crumble them up and then you cook them and they're less than a kezayit, even if they have the shape of a bread, you still make the shame tavshilayim. They become like the tavshil itself. Im lo bishlo, you don't cook it. Rach shepirer bekara, broke it up into a pan. V'nitchabru aperim yachad eidei devash amarak. And now they are joined together either through honey or through gravy. Who's that? That's Rabbeinu Tam and the Aruch and the Tosfot. Miyesha dain alem tor lechem. If they still look like lechem, mevarech alem hamotzi afilu im biperim kezayit. Even if they don't have a kezayit, you have to make a hamotzi on them. That's exactly what we just saw in the Gemara. Rav Sheshit Omer, afilu peiran ein bayim kezayit, and Rav who says that ika torah than am I, they look like bread. So that's this case over here, where you crumble them down into a pan, they're joined together with honey or some sort of gravy. Over there, even less than a kezayit, if they look like bread, you make a motzi. Ve'im bayim tor lechem, if they don't have the look of bread, mevarech alem borei minim zonot. Ella im kein hayeperim kezayit. Unless they're the size of a kezayit, then you have to make a motzi. Ukashalok bishel, when you don't do bishel, the gam lo hitchabru perim yachra de mashke, and there was not a liquid that joined them together. Afiluim perim dakim kesolet, even if they are broken down into the finest flour, mevrechalem hamotzi, the shame pat alehem, because they have a din of pat, atan ever tasif azeb ezer Hashem itbarach. Then he goes through the sif. So there's your summary. This has major implications for things like croutons. Croutons, not the yellow croutons that we're talking about. Those are fried and they're cooked in oil and they're baked in oil, so they have a dinner of mezonot. But we're talking about croutons that are bread croutons. When you take those that are real bread croutons, that are broken down and hardened. So those bread croutons, since they came from a pat gedola, even though you break them down into smaller pieces, since they have a toar of lechem, they still have, they look like lechem over there, but they have a din of amotzi. And if they're in a salad and something like that, you gotta wash, you have to make amotzi on those types of croutons. Because here it says, even less than a kezayit, you gotta make amotzi on these items. We just saw that in Mishnah Berurah. Especially here, when we talk about they came from lechem gedol, they came from a real loaf of bread and they were broken down into smaller pieces. That's what we're talking about. Those types of croutons came from a large loaf of bread and then they were broken down. They're hardened and cut up, or they're cut up and then hardened into smaller pieces of bread. And that will mean that there is needs of mamotzi by croutons, those bread croutons. Not again the yellow croutons we're talking about. Those are put in oil and those are made differently. They're not made originally from bread. So those don't have that problem. Those are mizonot. Right, the shkede marak. And those shkede marak, they have those yellow soup croutons, they are probably more like pata babikisnin. But that's also like melba toast. Melba toast has that same din, which is that it also comes from a larger loaf of bread, cut down, hardened. So now even though it's not a kezayah now, it still has that same din here, which is it was hardened, it wasn't attached, doesn't have oil, it wasn't cooked again. And therefore, it would have a din of amotzi over here rather than a din of mizonot. It doesn't have a din of pata babikisnin. It's not made like a pretzel, where it's hardened originally. It came from a loaf of bread, then it was cut up, I mean, into smaller pieces. Those things require hamotzi on them, even with less than a kezayit. All right, we'll stop over here.